ST Opinion, Back to Nature by David Palmer. I think that life on Earth is an equation. We need nature, and nature needs us. We need nature to bring back some balance to our city lives and some sanity to our minds and hearts. Nature needs us to protect itself against its biggest enemy, us. Nature can give us some rest from the speed and stress of city lives. You don't have to be a naturalist, philosopher, or a green activist to understand this. Ordinary people can, and do, get it. You don't think so? Just ask anyone who has gone to an onsen hot spring recently. They will tell you how wonderful it was, how relaxing it was, and how they would like to go again soon. Or take the average golfer. While not known for their tree-hugging, golfers still spend a lot of time in the outdoors. And I feel sure that a lot of the pleasure they get from the game is being outside, away from the buildings, the concrete, and the crush of the city. They might not be aware of it, but each time they go out to the greens, they are participating in nature to a certain degree. So, what would I say is the next level in participating in nature? I think that a simple day hike for the exercise and to enjoy or experience the seasons would be it. I used to think that day hikes were not so useful. I felt that it was necessary to spend a couple of days out of the city to get the benefits of relaxation and renewal. But I was wrong, and I have changed my mind. I now believe that even one day can make a big impact on city stress. One long day from morning to night can bring back a certain amount of sanity and balance to you and me. For those of us who live in the Tokyo-Yokohama area, there are plenty of nearby places to go for a day hike. An easy entry-level hike is to Mount Takao in western Tokyo or to Oyama in Kanagawa Prefecture. Both of these can be reached in about an hour. And as for gear, you only need a few things. A simple day pack, some water bottles, a hat, a wind or rain jacket, and some food. There are a few things that I always take in addition to the above, and they include a first aid kit, flashlight, an emergency whistle, a compass, some nylon cord, a knife, a couple of plastic lighters, and a hand towel. I also carry a plastic poncho for rain, which can also be made into a simple shelter, and, of course, I always take a mobile phone. You might not want to carry all that stuff. Fine. I do. I like being prepared for anything. And to get the benefit of being in nature, you might want to leave your personal stereo and books at home, or at least just use them on the train. To really get into nature, the best way is to go out and sleep in the woods for a few days. Just the idea might seem quite a stretch for some people, so next time, I'll give you a few ideas to consider. You might ask, why even bother? And if today's column hasn't answered that question, maybe next month's will. Till then.